The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
You know, you hear Eric's voice on the radio every single weekend, and maybe you've even seen his face on some advertising in the area. Maybe you have people who work with Eric and his team at Heckman Financial. But today, we're going to get to know him even more. And if you would like a more personal face-to-face chat, then give Eric and his team a call. Let me get you that phone number, 800-454-1184. What you can do is call this number for a complimentary visit, 800-454-1184. The other thing you could do is text the word toolbox to this number and you'll get the toolbox. It has the book that Eric has written, Blueprint to Worryless Wealth, plus other educational materials. Really cool things for retirement. Eric and his team have worked really hard on this. They help retirees have that remarkable retirement. And gosh, they've been doing this for over 30 years. So check them out yourself, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah. Well, it's a little bit of a different take here. We're just going to go over how I got into this and why I do what I do. So,
okay, yeah. Very good. So let's just start with your background, how you got started, even at a young age. How did you get involved in the financial services?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was always kind of interested in money. I had a checking account when I was 14, mainly so I could buy those good old Columbia records. Always was working usually two jobs, just because I like to have money and like to have stuff and do things. And so, when I was going to Santa Clara University, I was going with a finance degree, and I did actually an internship doing cold calling for a stockbroker, kind of old school stuff for a while, but did also a internship for getting my securities license and my insurance license. And then I was working in banking at the time and started working mainly with an insurance company that also did investments before I kind of broke out on my own. And, so that's kind of the path I chose to get in here, or it chose me, I guess. Right.
Right.
It was more, I don't know if I was quite the Alex P. Keaton kind of character from Family Ties, but kind of somewhat
kind of like it.
I did like to, have a lot of that stuff figured out. And I was also always good at kind of solving puzzles or figuring out different ways to do certain things. So, with financial, planning, financial advising, really it is, if you think about it, there's lots of different paths, lots of different ways to kind of achieve similar results, but which one's the most optimum. And that's kind of the stuff I like to always figure out. And that's kind of what got me into here.
Yeah. Now you've kind of phased in, I don't know if I should say phased into, but fallen into the areas of helping retirees. So that's a huge puzzle to figure out for each individual, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's probably the bigger one, really, for a lot of people. That's the most complicated. Having your money, just put it away and save it, let it grow. There's things you can be doing along the way, but it's not as complicated, correct? So, the really complication is, how do you now have all these different types of accounts? Which one do you take first? How do you take it? How much can you take? How's it going to last? And what's the tax ramifications? All those kinds of issues. That's really what I like to do, because of there's a lot less people in that space, a lot less people actually understand it. And it's one where I can really excel and show people, hey, these are some different options you could do it, but here's probably the best way for you.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Now, talk a little bit about Heckman Financial. How many people are in your office?
Yeah, well, right now we've got, now you had to make me think. So we got, we've got seven on the team here. We've got a full-time tax person who, does tax returns for our clients and, in off tax seasons helping do an analysis with Roth conversions, other, types of stuff, because there's everything about retirement is tax related.
Right.
And so that's one big thing. And then, of course, we've got just, the team doing the planning, team doing the the applications and getting all the accounts up and running, and then we do just a lot of client service stuff. We do fun client events. We usually do a Galentine's thing around Valentine's Day for the ladies. We do summertime kind of company picnic thing with all of our clients. So there's a couple of standard events that we always do every year, but then we do some educational ones along the way. And of course, anytime there's a tax law change or anything like that. So we do a lot of events for existing clients and, really to try to keep them informed, try to make sure they're, knowing what's going on and also have a little bit of fun while you're at it. Right.
So, right.
You got to keep it interesting.
I love that it's a family atmosphere because I've seen pictures and events that you guys have held where everybody comes and then they can even bring friends and you have, just really good time together. And then also, like you said, you have these educational events and you hold a lot of those throughout the year. So talk about how people could find out about those and sign up for those.
Yeah, well, so there's always different events going on. We'll either be doing, some talks, sometimes at dinner places, sometimes more educational settings. And so, yeah, we've always got those going on. Usually we have some on-demand webinars. Those are always up and running and on certain topics. And that's a good way just to, just to get a little bit more data, a little bit more information and, really kind of understand a little bit more. Yeah, you may not get it all right. You may not want to learn it all, but at least you know what you should start to know or what to ask about, right? And so, yeah, one of the things we've done is we've got a list of those at wealthcreatorradio.com. And so, yeah, you'll go there. You can click on the link there to see all the latest and greatest events that we have. And like I said, there's always some webinars up and running. So, yeah, you can click on those anytime you want. And again, that's wealthcreatorradio.com. And, if you want it even easier, all you have to do is text RSVP to 800-454-1184. That'll send you the list of the events that we have coming up or the link, to find those. So again, super easy way to do it is just text the word RSVP to 800-454-1184.
We thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Now, Eric, tell us how you teach your own boys. You have three boys, almost all grown, but how are you teaching them about finances and when did you start?
Yeah, well, probably didn't start as good as we should have early on, but we tried some. We did do some little things here and there and stuff, but I mean, one of the things that we did is really they always wanted to get, have some jobs now. They didn't work quite as much as me, but they did do like seasonal jobs. Like they all worked at the ice rink downtown when, the outdoor ice rink. So, there were certain things they liked to work at scout camp and other stuff like that. So, so that was one way to at least have some of their own money and, that they can do. But, I think one of the bigger things that we did was really when they went to college. It's like, okay, well, if you're in the dorms or an apartment, we'll give you some money, for basic food type stuff or meal plan, but we didn't give them any spending money. So if you want spending money, get a job, right? And do something and then you can, get your spending money that way. And they did, they got some part-time jobs, just enough to pay for movies, pay for, the fun stuff that you want to do. Right. Mm-hmm. And now that they're, especially with my oldest who's out on his own now type of thing, it's all about funding Roth. Make sure you start putting some money in Roth. Make sure you also have some money in savings, build up some savings. Don't just put it all away for, when you're 59 and a half, which is way too long for somebody who's in their 20s.
Right? Right, exactly.
And so, you want to have that safety money. You want to have some of that backup money so you don't go on credit cards, but you also need to put everything in the Roth so that way it's not going to be in the government's hands down the road. And, that's one of the big things that we look at when we're meeting with people is we go through that whole process and we teach them all these different things. So, one of the things is just getting that information, getting that data, you know, again, that's one of the, I think, one of the most critical things that people can do. And so we set up this digital toolbox for people, and it's got all sorts of great things like, are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? Will your money last as long as you do? Copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. All that you can find by just texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Not done yet. Still so much more to cover, so stick around for more.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you happy with your Medicare plan? Even if you are, what was good for you this year might not be what's best for you next year. The team at Heckman Financial can help you sort through all the options to find the best one for you. Call now, 800-454-1184. That's 800-454-1184.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. We're so happy to have you along with us today. So if you think back 20 years ago, I bet a lot of things happened that you didn't see coming. Think about it, Eric. The last 20 years of your life, what all has taken place?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously for me, I had raised three kids and, you know, got some out of college and some closer to getting out of college or got on the way. But,
yeah,
you know, but then also just technology, everything, right? There's the world's definitely different, you know, digital communications, everything there. So, yeah, it's, you know, change will always be happening and, you know, just need a plan for that and accept it, right?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, you look back at things that happened, so many blessings and even some unknowns, and all that's going to continue in the future too. And so that's where I want to go with all of this right now, Eric. Tell us, what are some of the big unknowns for retirement that we need to be aware of?
Yeah, well, the biggest four are longevity, of course. Nobody knows how long we're going to live. Healthcare costs, which we do know one thing about those, is they'll always be going up. you know, how the market's going to do over time, you know, which decade, which positive, are you going to get a good decade, bad decade, so forth. Mm-hmm. You know, and then taxes, kind of like healthcare costs, always going to go up, right? So for taxes and markets, people, of course, focus a little bit probably more on those, but longevity and healthcare, it's kind of part where they don't focus as much.
Right. So let's take longevity, the first unknown you mentioned. We don't know how long we're going to live in retirement, fortunately, right? I don't want to know. I don't want to know when my end day is. But how do we know if we've saved enough when we decide to retire, because we don't know how long we're going to be here?
Yeah, no, it's always a big question and biggest concern pretty much for most people is outliving their money. So, you know, I think a lot of people underestimate how long they're going to live and they figure, oh, well, you know, I'm not gonna be that old. And then, you know, some, I mean, it's funny because sometimes I'll talk to people and, oh yeah, I don't think I'll make it past 75 or 80. And then their parents are still alive in their 90s or something like that. You kind of go, why?
Yeah.
You know, but it is just some sort of weird mental thing that everybody kind of underestimates how long we're going to live, but then we think of other people living a long time and we don't associate that to us for some reason. But so one of the things is you have to have an income plan. You have to have an income plan that says, okay, you know, with taxes, with inflation, you know, all your types of money and how they're taxed, and run that out, you know, and does that money that last age 100? If it makes it to 95, yeah, probably close enough. If it makes it to 75, well, okay, time to redo your plan a little bit and maybe extend it out or, you know, do some big changes. So, yeah, you definitely need to have that income plan to really try to figure that out.
All right. So why don't we get into some of the tools that we can use then to help make sure that our money is going to last as long as we do?
Yes. So one of the biggest things I find is you have to have three types of money. You know, everybody focuses on the market money. That's the stocks, bonds, ETFs, all that junk. 401ks, that's the only option you have in there. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people forget the foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed either by insurance companies, banks, or treasury. You need to have some money that doesn't go down in those bad years, because you will have bad years, you know, in the economy while you're mm-hmm. retired. And and you don't want to lock in those losses. So that diversification of money type really helps you avoid desperation of having to sell assets. And then in the middle of that, that foundational money and the market money, I also like to have a thing called steady income funds, where these are funds that don't have a typically a lot of volatility, but they pay you good income, good cash flow. Because obviously you're always going to need money every month, just like when you're working.
Yep.
You're going to need that in retirement. So, you know, there are some stuff like, you know, some guaranteed annuity, other things that can pay you a guaranteed lifetime income. And more research shows that you really need to have something like that for, you know, for any retirement plan really to work with a high degree of certainty, because of the fact that we may live a long time, right? And if those have a feature where they keep paying, even if the account runs out of money, that helps you not run out of money, right? So that's what you really need to do. So, and we actually have a quick, like, 15-page little PDF that you can read called "Will Your Money Last as Long as You Do?" Go figure, right?
Yeah, go figure.
Just what we're talking about at our Wealth Creator Toolbox. So, you know, if that's something you want to get a copy of, and a bunch of other great material in there, like are you paying too much in taxes, the Social Security decision, all those fun things, and then even set it up a time to talk with me, Eric. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Luann Fulmer, and we are just having a good time talking right now about just four retirement unknowns. So Eric's bringing these to light, what we need to know about and what we need to plan for. Longevity is the first one, living a long time, but we don't know how long we're going to live. So you have to plan for that. And he's giving us some great ideas on tools we can use to make sure our income does last. Another thing, if you get into health care, I always say this. Fidelity estimates that an average couple that's like 65 years old is going to spend over $315,000 on healthcare costs in retirement. So those numbers are big numbers. They don't even include long-term care. So that's something we have to plan for, right?
Oh, yeah. That, I mean, we're just talking premiums, copays, you know, prescriptions, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and that all adds up to $300,000,
yeah,
or, you know, $150,000 per person. You know, divide that by, you know, 20 or 30 years, it's still a pretty big chunk of change, right?
Yeah.
So, so that's something that you have to have in your income plan. You can't just, you know, ignore that. And typically, as you get older, you know, you get more ailments, so you take more medications and more other things, right? So that's why some of this goes up that you're not used to when you are working. So a lot of times people don't necessarily throw that into that planning process. But it is something that in that income plan that does need to be a future line item of stuff that you might not be quite spending today, but you will be likely spending in the future.
Right. So, but here's the deal. You could be healthy and just have smaller medical bills for a long period of time, or we could get sick and then have those big expenses, but, you know, unfortunately a shorter lifespan. So I don't know how you plan for both scenarios, Eric. That's got to be tough.
Yeah. So, well, you always have to plan for the worst and hope for the best. That's kind of what we do in all of our planning. So, you know, with, you know, my sons and myself all being Boy Scouts, and Boy Scout motto is be prepared.
Yeah.
You have to plan for the worst case more. And then obviously, hopefully you are healthier. Hopefully you are paying attention. I mean, one simple thing is have a plan to stay healthier, right?
Ah.
How are you going to keep moving? How are you going to keep staying active? Mm. Are you getting that, you know, hour a day of activity every day, someplace, doing something, walking the dog, or, you know, whatever it is, right? Doesn't have to be a big event, but something. So, so that's one thing. But lots of times life just happens and you do get ill. And so, you do have to have that money in there. You have to have some backup money. So you need some emergency money. You need some money that's kind of accounted for in that plan for that health care. And then I always like to warn people, is if you're married, the biggest thing too is how much are you going to spend in terms of those dollars and still have that healthier spouse that may live a lot longer time frame, have enough money to keep going.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what you have to plan for the other one, too. So it takes a lot of planning, and that's why they need to meet with a professional like you to kind of get these things lined up. The one thing I mentioned, you know, what Fidelity estimates the cost of healthcare, you know, does not mention long-term care. So walk us through how you help estimate that expense as well. So we can have money left over for the spouse that remains.
Yeah, no, it can be really tough. I think most of us have seen people who've, you know, had issues like this, but, I've had relatives pay $9,000 a month. In long-term care costs, nursing home costs. And that's a lot of money, right? Even if you're getting $3,000, maybe $4,000 from Social Security, that's still a lot of money coming out and getting drained out of that plan. And so for that healthier spouse, you know, there are certain things you can do. There's certain ways you can protect some of the assets. There's certain things that they don't touch. But yeah, the better system is to have a plan for it, not just to self-insure and by doing nothing and then figuring it out when it happens, because that's not the good time to, have to figure this out. And you already have enough on your plate of trying to, care for your loved one, right? So I would definitely have some sort of insurance-based plan, some sort of – I'm a bigger fan of the products that – like annuities, life insurance that give you – benefits that the insurance company can't change. And I think those are the big ones to look at. Again, that's something we can talk about. It's always a little bit super case specific of, right, what types of monies you have right now to fund it with and how to change assets. But it's something that's super critical, because it is, like you said, more than half of people need some sort of care. And I think the numbers are getting almost up to 70% in some studies I've seen. So, it's not something that might happen. It's something that's more than likely to happen. So, again, if you want to get a little bit more information, download it all in our Wealth Creator Toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Your plan for retirement has to handle, what's going to happen with the markets. Are they going to be up? Are they going to be down when you decide to retire? Eric's going to talk about that next, so don't go away. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. You've said this before, Eric. It's impossible to know whether the market's going to be up when you retire or down. It just kind of depends on the decade you retire. And that's one of the big unknowns that we're going to face in retirement. So talk about how you kind of, again, plan for the worst, hope for the best, but you plan for good markets, bad markets, everything in between.
Yeah, I always like to kind of go back through history a little bit and think about, okay, what were the good markets and good decades and bad decades? And why do I talk in decades? Well, it's just, it's silly when people talk about, if you've put money in the S&P since 1926, I'm sorry, who's still alive who did that? You would have had to be probably 18 in 1926, yeah, right? So that means, yes, you're well over 100, and you probably don't even remember that far back if you're still alive. But I don't think anybody's alive anymore who was around that. So
not
why
in
are we
our
using,
country.
Why are we using this stat? It's silliness. So 10 years is a lot more, manageable and inside your head kind of thing. And 70s was an awful decade, a lot of hyperinflation issues and just, flat energy crisis, other things. 80s, of course, we had the computer revolution starting, so it really revved up stuff. And 90s, of course, was, all the stuff about internet. And then we had the horrible 2000 decade where we had the dot-com crash, Great Recession. That entire decade actually was slightly negative for the 10-year time frame. Hmm. And then the 2010s were the exact opposite. We were coming out of that bad time frame and just everything shot up. And so I always like to equate it that if you really kind of look at all these decades, there's usually a great one, a bad one, and an in-between. And I think that's probably what most of us today will be retiring for 30 years. It sounds like a long time, but it is pretty much the reality for most people now. And, you know, even if it's two, right? There's almost always going to be a bad decade. There's always going to be a good one. And then probably an in-between one, you know, in there too. And, you know, if you get that third decade being the bad one, that's not bad. But if it's the first one, it's really bad, right? And so we don't know. And so that's why we have to really have three types of money. We have to have the foundational or the market money, which is what everybody's always focused on, 401k money and stuff like that, where it's all stocks, bonds, ETFs. But you need to have some money that's guaranteed, some money that can't go away, stuff that's earning some really good interest that's, you know, guaranteed in those bad years so you can go take that money. And then you don't have to go lock in your losses. You also want some steady income money, stuff that doesn't fluctuate a bunch in value but pays you really good income, because you always need income in retirement. And by doing that, that diversification of money types, it gives you the ability to not have desperation when you're going to have to lock in losses or anything like that. So, you know, that's how you can reduce market risk. It's also how you can, you know, more allocate your money. And I think that's the first and foremost thing that people really kind of need to start thinking about, because it's very different when you're taking money out versus when you're building money up, because you don't care about these ups and downs when you're building money up.
Right.
Because you're not touching it. But once you lock in once you sell, there's no coming back from that.
Right.
You know, you sold it at whatever rate price it was that day.
Right. It's scary. And, you know, we do need to avoid those emotional decisions when things get rocky, like you're saying, you know, with the economy and the stock market and all that. So obviously having a plan is going to help us avoid those bad decisions, right?
Yeah. I mean, having a plan helps a lot. Also not getting yourself into that position. So, and people, you know, I've seen this numerous times the last 30 years where, you know, they say that they have one risk tolerance, but then they go, you know, I just don't like those ups and downs anymore. And I mean, I probably hear that almost once a month where people said, you know, that they didn't mind it when they're younger. But once you get close to retirement or you're in retirement, you just don't want to see those values going up and down. And plus, it's also, they're typically a lot bigger numbers, right? So,
yeah.
You know, it's one thing if your $10,000 drops by 10%, but if your $1 million drops by 10%, aka 100 grand, you know, that's a lot more painful to look at and watch. And so I think that it's a little bit of mix of both of those. And so, you know, if you're not in that crazy roller coaster, knowing your risk score, because that's one of the things we use this risk score for clients, and by knowing that number ahead of time, we don't get you in that emotional situation where you're going to be reacting. And I always like to point out the fact that when people go to sell something, what do they go sell in bad markets? They sell the thing that dropped the least. Because nobody wants to sell the stuff that dropped the most, right? And
right.
Plus you get less money.
Yeah.
And so you sell the thing that dropped the least, which means that is your best performing stock. So, you know, it's just kind of ironic how the mind works. And I always kind of equate this to if you have somebody who went to Vegas or, you know, casinos or someplace, right? They either will tell you two things if you say, how was your trip? They'll tell you how much they won or that they had a good time. And if they tell you if they had a good time, ask them how much they lost, because they will not, they'll be more than happy to tell you how much they won, but they'll never be more than happy to tell you how much they lost. And, you know, and again, so yeah, a lot of this comes down to having a plan, you know, making sure that money is going to last, making sure you're not taking too much risk. We go over that in my book, Worry Less Wealth. We also do that when we actually meet with people and just talk to them and find out what their worries, what their concerns are. And yeah, so there's a link in our digital toolbox to set a time to talk with me. There's a lot of great other resources in there, a link to my book, all this totally free. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is what Eric does. He helps people retire every single day. He's been doing this for over 30 years, and he says our system is working very well. So call this number or put it in your phone so you can text the word toolbox. That's the keyword toolbox, 800-454-1184. And thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So another unknown that you said we need to be ready for is the fact that we don't know what tax policies are going to be in place when we retire. So talk about, you know, what we could be doing now, Eric, to plan for taxes in the future.
Well, one of the worst things I think my entire industry does is nothing with taxes. I mean, they try to avoid it. Most financial advisors, you know, say go talk to your tax person. Your tax person says go talk to your financial advisor. It's just ridiculous. If you're working with a financial advisor who's not licensed or trained in taxes, it's like, oh, I only work on the left side of the body. You have to go and talk to a right side of the body doctor. It's like, what? That makes no sense, right? And so if you're talking about 401ks, IRAs, dividends, capital gains, all this stuff has tax effect. And especially with when you're talking about retirement plans, now that they've moved the retirement age from way back when it was 70 and a half and then went to 72, now it's 73 or 75 if you're 1960 and later, mm-hmm. what this did is it gave us a lot more time to move some money out of that taxable IRA 401k into tax-free Roth for the rest of your life. And if you're going to be, it's not that complicated. If you're going to be in, say, the 22% bracket now and most likely the 22% bracket later, but you got 10 years of time, oh my gosh, convert, pay that tax today. And then that 10 years of growth now goes on the tax-free side of the ledger. You need to be doing small conversions every single year. Every year at the end of the year, we meet with all of our clients and we look at their tax situation, look at how much income they made that year. And we figure out how much should we be converting to Roth year by year. It's not for the next generation. I mean, it helps them, but it's really for you because it helps you lower your personal tax return. So a lot of times people, I think, kind of get this kind of confused because they think, oh, well, I'm just going to be, that's more for my kids. Mm-hmm. Why do I care? No. This is for you to pay less in tax. And so you need to be looking at your taxes year by year because the other crazy part is, it depends on which monies you take. Now, I had a client come to me pretty late in, they were just about to turn 70, about to retire. Mm-hmm. And the very first year, they had some savings, some stock sales, other stuff that they had before they stopped working. And both of them waited till 80, till 70 to get their Social Security. So they're getting $80,000 a year in Social Security between the two of them. So it was great, right? They had some good income there. And only, I think it was only about $26,000 of that Social Security was taxed that first year. Well, the next year they started spending a lot more money. So they took money out of their IRA. Now $50,000 of it was being taxed. The next year they took out more money because they had to pay their tax bill that they owed on that previous year. Now $70,000 of their Social Security is being taxed. And why is that? Because of they were taking money out to pay taxes. As they take more money out, their income goes up and that tax goes up. So these are things that had we met a little earlier, we could have done, had some time to try to fix some of these things, but we didn't really have as much. So again, that's why we want to talk. That's why you want to get some information. So we set up the Wealth Creator Toolbox just to do all that. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with more of Eric Heckman and Wealth Creator Radio.
Imagine your first day of retirement. What do you see? Let's turn that vision into reality. The first step? Get Eric Heckman's Wealth Creator Toolbox. In it, you'll get information on some of the biggest challenges you'll face in retirement. Request your Wealth Creator Toolbox now by texting the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. That's toolbox to 800-454-1184.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. We want to get to your questions in this part of our show. So we're going to get some insights from Eric on your retirement concerns. And then later on, we're going to keep Eric on his toes and do a little lightning round of think fast questions for him to get to know him a little better. Here's our first question. What could be the impact on my pension if I decide to retire early?
Well, it's obviously going to be lower. I mean, it's nice that you have a pension. It's pretty rare. So it's always going to be a lower earnings depending on the factor, which means less cost of living. But you know, you get to retire early, right? And enjoy life. So as long as you can afford it and have it, you know, go through your income plan, I think it makes sense. But yeah, you definitely want to do some analysis before that. And especially medical costs can be a huge one if you're, you know, way before 65. So yeah, definitely have a plan before you jump into that one.
Exactly. Don't just do it on your own. Yeah. Okay. Another question here. How might my healthcare costs affect my retirement savings?
Well, of course, healthcare gets more and more expensive as you get older. Not necessarily the premiums. I mean, Medicare is not bad pricing wise. It's usually all in maybe $400 a month each, but it doesn't cover really any dental. There's a lot of copays, and depending on your plan, and then obviously it depends on how many issues you have as you get older, right? So that's one of those ones where you do want to have it budgeted in. It's something that you may not be spending much on today, so maybe it wasn't in your budget, but mm-hmm. you definitely need to add it because it will be an effect. I mean, especially I've had a lot of clients that had five-figure dental bills, and yeah, that's a pretty big cost. Yeah. I've had some where you could have bought a decent used car for what they put in their mouth. So,
weren't you the one that said some lady said she wanted to smile?
At her funeral. Because she had $28,000 of dental work in her mouth. So,
oh my word. Yeah. Okay. Another question for you. How do I calculate for inflation when trying to figure out if I've saved enough?
Well, inflation's going to always be there. It's going to always be ebbing and flowing and such. So, yeah, all your numbers have to be inflating with inflation. I mean, historically, it's still typically around 3. So run the numbers at that and make sure that, you know, if you're going to retire on $5,000 today, it's not going to be still $5,000 in, you know, 10 or 15 years. It's got to be more money. So you need to be withdrawing more as time goes on, or else, yeah, you're going to be buying less and less and less, and it's going to be a worse and worse lifestyle as you get older, which is not what you want to have happen.
No, we don't. And that's why it's really important to get this figured out. Go see someone like Eric to figure out if you've saved enough, because you guys can do that calculator, and you can set up different scenarios to see if someone's money will last, right?
Yep. No, definitely. So yeah, once we go through that income plan, you know, we take into effect everything. We take into effect your taxes on the various types of accounts, right? If it's Roth, 401k, IRA, regular money, you know, all those kind of issues, run that out with inflation. So have all those costs increasing, and then see if does that money last, and does it last to 75 or 95? 95 is usually you're pretty okay. 75, you might want to work a little longer, right? So.
Okay, another question here that retirees have. When might be the right time to start planning for retirement?
Yeah, it's a slightly loaded question, right? I mean, hopefully even my sons in their 20s are putting money into retirement accounts. Now, do you count that as planning for retirement? I mean, it's funding for retirement. Yeah. But I mean, in terms of, you know, am I on track? Am I getting close? I would probably say at least your late 40s is when you might want to kind of have a check-in and do one of those online things that they're out there. But definitely once you hit your 50s, that's when you're in that retirement critical zone where you really need to be paying attention. And, you know, if you're 5 to 10 years out, oh yeah, you definitely need to be having a full plan just to make sure you are on pace. And sometimes people also want to retire earlier or try to, you know, at least not work as hard, maybe work part-time or something like that. And so if that's the goal, then you might even need to do it a little sooner if you're trying to do that, right? So kind of depends on your situation, what you're shooting for. But yeah, I would definitely say it has to be by the time you hit 50, 55 for sure. If not, maybe even a little bit sooner than that. So, I mean, that's one of the things that we do when we sit down with people is we go through the five areas. We go through first and foremost, the top three, which would be creating the income plan, because without income, you can't have a retirement, right? You're just unemployed. So you need to have money coming in the door. And then how are those investments now invested to give you income? So you have to also be starting to switch how you're investing, you know, in your 50s and 60s to get that all lined up in time for that retirement. And then, of course, taxes are always going to be there. So how are we going to minimize that over your lifetime, not just 1 year? So lifetime lowering of your taxes is a critical thing there. Like we said already, healthcare is a big one. And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? Is it the people you like, or is it courts and attorney fees? You know, so we want to make sure it goes to the people you actually like a lot more. And so having that all planned out, and you know, those are the five areas you got to, everybody has a plan for it, even if they haven't written it down. And sometimes it's dictated by the government if you don't write it down. So yeah, we want one that you actually decided, you picked, right? And so, yeah, that's what we do when we do that blueprint to worry less wealth. So the first time we just have a, you know, 15 to 30 minute phone call, just find out what your worries, what your concerns are. And then we'll actually take you through that blueprint. We'll actually show you where you're headed and show you, you know, are you on track or not? And, you know, again, there's no right or wrong answer there. It's just going to give you the information that you need to know. And then at that point, that's when you can talk to us about, you know, do you want to work with us? Do you want to take us up on some of the suggestions we're making? So again, there's no obligation, no cost. It's a great way to find out where you're at and find out, how do I get even more on track? So, you know, if you want to set up that time, easiest way to do that is just text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text word visit 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And please keep in mind, all of this is complimentary. This is what Eric does, and he's trying to guide you and help you with your retirement. So take him up on that. And thank you for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. All right, now we're going to get into our lightning round, okay? And this is kind of a way for us to get to know you, Eric, a little bit better, okay? So I'm going to give you about 2 minutes, and I want you to answer as many of these things as you can, just really quick, okay? And then we'll go back and maybe talk about some of them, all right?
All right.
Here we go. First question, what's on your bucket list?
Well, I still have to keep riding 50 miles in as many countries as I can. And Ireland would be a good one to do next.
Ooh, okay. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Probably people not saying what's on their mind.
Ah, okay. Favorite comfort food?
Let's see. I guess we'll go pizza.
Favorite athlete of all time?
That's a tougher one. Yeah, Phelps, maybe.
Who?
Michael Phelps.
Oh, Phelps, yeah. The swimmer. Yeah, okay. Favorite book?
I guess I can't say Worry Less Wealth. No, just probably. Well, let's see. I used to read a lot of Kurt Vonnegut books when I was a kid, so like Catch 22 and stuff. So
okay, movie that you will watch over and over again.
Well, any of the teenage John Hughes movies, those are the critical ones, you know, okay. Pretty in Pink and Breakfast Club.
Oh, you're kidding. Yeah. Describe your morning routine.
Well, I always work out for 10 or 15 minutes first, then read for 10 or 15 minutes while I eat some food and then do the rest. So, yep.
Okay. Holiday you look forward most to?
That's a fun one. I don't know. I guess Christmas when the kids were younger, but now they're older, not quite the same.
Okay. And then earliest financial lesson.
Learning to save up and buy stuff. So I used to do a lot of that. So, save up my money and go get whatever thing I wanted.
Yours was okay. So wouldn't you buy records? Wasn't that your deal when you were
little? I used to. Well, not that little, but I was 14, I had a checking account when I was 14, so I could write checks to Columbia, you know, Music to get all those albums and use their deal to keep getting the 12 albums for a penny and then cancel and redo it. So,
you're always good about money even back then, you know. So, Eric, how can people get more information on coming to you for some guidance?
Yeah, well, the easiest thing is we've got this great toolbox with lots of great downloads so you can read a copy of my book and even a link to set up a time to talk. So all you got to do is text the word toolbox, all one word, toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we are not done yet. Still more to come from Eric. Stick around for the rest of our show. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining us. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And every week on our show, Eric and I discuss challenges and risks that exist in retirement. So it's time now for Eric to give us another example of someone who has experienced one of those retirement obstacles that we talk about, and that would be what we call a financial fail. So tell us what you have for us, Eric.
This is always a tough subject, right? You don't really want to have people failing. You want to have people succeeding. And these clients came to me when they were in their late 60s and getting close to retiring. And we ran through the blueprint to worryless wealth, and we did the income plan, and everything was looking pretty good. They have a house, but they also have like a rental unit out back. So that gives her some extra income. And they were just getting married. Well, they were supposed to get married, and then COVID hit. And so that delayed it for about 2 years before they could have all their friends there. But they did do all that stuff. And so they're been enjoying retirement. But recently their tax rates shot through the roof, and we were looking at that. And the crazy part is their combined Social Security, it went from like 81 to 86,000. The taxable portion of that Social Security, so what counts for income, went from 24,000 to 53 to 74,000.
Wow.
So they got a couple dollars more, but their taxable income went up by $20,000.
Oh my word.
Just in the 1 year. From 3 years ago, it went up almost $50,000. Now, this isn't taking out, they weren't, you know, getting more money per se from Social Security, but they were taking more money from their IRA. And that IRA income made their income higher.
Yep.
And so then, of course, you had to take more money out for taxes for, you know, to net more money out of your IRA, right?
Yeah.
And then that also now hit them with a big tax bill. So now we're having to take out even more money. So unfortunately, we did not have a timeline to do Roth conversions or anything else like that. So, you know, that this is one of the things that we try to do if we have more timeline with people before they retire. So that's why it's so critical to have that 5 to 10 years out to really look at that and say, oh, yeah, I really need to do some action, or I'm set. Yeah, but you have to know about it, right? So, again, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, we've got my book. We've got Are You Paying Too Much in Taxes? The Social Security Decision. Will Your Money Last as Long as You Do? Lots of great resources in the toolbox, the Wealth Creator Toolbox. All you have to do to get that is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.